So do I go?
Oh, I didn't know that part.
This is worth repeating.
Okay.
This is worth repeating.
Live storytelling from Texas Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Ariel. That's pronounced R-E-L, not Ariel, like the Little Mermaid. Ariel, like the letters. Most people know me as Ari. That's what I go by in my professional life, and that's my nickname. A smaller fraction of people, well, actually a larger fraction of people, fraction of strangers, I should say, knows me as Elle. And who is Elle, you might ask? Elle is my most fearless self. She walks into the room, and she is the baddest bitch there. She is sensuality embodied. She empowers herself like no other person or thing can. It's when I vibrate at my highest frequency. I'm Elle. And Elle is also a stripper. Kind of. I am not an actual stripper. I am a burlesque performer. It is very, very different. Strippers make actual money. They do! Oh, you laugh, but it's true. I have so much student loans. So burlesque is not helping me pay for any of that. It is more like feeding my soul. I'm very open about it now because it's kind of taken over my life and going in a direction that I couldn't have even imagined it going. It wasn't always like that. When I was 23, I was in 2015, I did what every broke post-college kid does and get the first job that they can, which is teaching for a lot of people, right? So I became a middle school French teacher. I hope none of the children are in this audience. Because they'd be 18 by now. So I took this job thinking that I could keep these things separate, right? This world will not touch this world at all. They're too different. And then I realized I live in San Antonio, where there are literally 2 degrees of separation from everyone. And I'm from here, so it's more like one. In my naivete, I kept performing burlesque as much as I could, about once a month, while I was still teaching. And I always thought I would be outed, if you will, by a parent who saw me and thought negatively. But I was not. I started seeing my performer name, L-E-L-L-E, written on my whiteboard. There's more. And I just thought, oh, you know, like my French teaching is really getting through to them. Like, feminine singular pronoun, they're really getting it. So I just kept erasing it. That happened again and again and again. Didn't want to feed my paranoia. So the next week, I believe after that, in the fall of 2015, my administrators called me into a meeting, 2 admins. Undisclosed, not on my calendar, just a little hush-hush meeting after school for something that popped up on social media. And I thought, oh, I'm fucked. I was like packing my bags, like taking down my classroom stuff, which is not easy if any of you know a teacher. And I was ready. I came in fully armed. I practiced a speech in the bathroom mirror, like fantasized about walking out of the classroom and slamming the door on them. And I came into the meeting with my administrators there, and they asked me, so who's Elle du Jour? And I said confidently, Elle du Jour is my burlesque performer name. That's what I do on the weekends. I'm super proud of it. I've been doing it since college, and I don't plan on stopping anytime soon. And they said the most unexpected thing. They said, okay. I'm sitting here sweating bullets for you to tell me okay. And I was relieved, but not for too long. My admin reminded me that, you know, we're all adults and we all have personal lives, and that they all have things as administrators that they don't want people to know about. But that's just the thing. I did want people to know about it. I have to get asses in seats. So how do I play on that when I'm a teacher that requires me to be anonymous, but I'm part of this thing that requires me not to be anonymous? Didn't have to deliberate for too long. So it all came to a head after an eighth grade girl, just one instance where an eighth grade girl ruined someone's life, right? I was an eighth grade girl once. I was not this girl, though. So she got in trouble for something that she did after school. I reprimanded her, and she had in her arsenal burlesque hanging over my head. So she decided to write on a note three words that were meant to kill me. Elle du Jour. And she spelled it wrong. So, high on kind of confidence that was false, and paranoia, and with no HR department in sight throughout this whole entire process, somehow, I wrote a strongly worded email. Yes. 6 paragraphs long, to be exact, to my administrators, and I CC'd the regional director of the school. Schools. Mistake number one. But I don't take it back just because that personified exactly how I felt in the moment, which was targeted and unjustly ashamed of something that was supposed to empower me from the least expected place. And I didn't know that was sitting there until then. So, guns blazing, I sent that email. The next day, the regional director was called into a meeting with me and my admin, who instilled confidence in me, and said administrator lied to discredit me and basically said that I was giving in to bullying. But I thought it was something worth fighting for. And I know that it was, and I know that that was either where the behavior was going to begin or where it was going to end. So I drew a line in the sand, and I said, I'm done. But they decided to drag it out a bit more. They called in a corporate lawyer, and that lawyer depositioned me a few days later in school. We had a recorded conversation for 2 hours where he punctuated it with basically telling me that I signed an NDA, non-disclosure agreement. In that non-disclosure agreement, I signed away my life, essentially saying that I would not hold another job. I could hold another job as long as it did not conflict in interest with my current job. And I had admitted that there was a conflict of interest verbatim in the email that I sent. So, came back to bite me, and once he said that, I just knew two things. I knew I was done, and I knew that corporate lawyers are soulless people. If anyone's a corporate lawyer, you're fine, make your money. But I just had to gather my pride, clean out my classroom. And I was told I was fired over the phone, by the way, from someone in corporate in Arizona. My administrators couldn't even face me. So I punished myself for a really long time about this. I went into a really dark depression. I didn't go out for many jobs because I thought that I wasn't good enough or eligible because people would see me as incapable or slutty or faulted, I guess. And I know that that thinking was wrong, and I had to go through that dark time to get to where I am today. I was unemployed for 3 months. I wasn't eligible for benefits because of the way I was fired. And I had basically just started my adult life. I had credit card debt and student loans and my first big girl apartment. And I literally had basically blown up my life as I knew it in a week because of something that I loved dearly and did not want to let go of. So I fucking doubled down. Shit, I don't have anything else to lose. I already lost my job. I started doing burlesque more. I started teaching yoga more. I got more in touch with myself, all that woo-woo shit. And I really found myself in the darkest place that I could have been. I used a lot of free time, which I had because I was unemployed, to apply to a teaching assistantship in France, which I got that spring, and I taught in France. There weren't any hiccups there because French people don't give a fuck about your personal life. So. It's true. C'est vrai. And that was a great way to spend a year, you know, after this very traumatic experience. I had a year working 8 hours a week, getting a living wage and just kind of relaxing into myself and owning myself in a different country where I had to make a life. And so I work in tech now, where no one cares about what you do after work. It's great. And burlesque is really growing. It's changing into something. It's kind of going beyond me, and I'm very grateful for that. It's growing at this rate that I never could have imagined had I still been shackled by teaching or a job that would hold that against me. And I owe that to three words scribbled on a piece of paper. So I stand here before you, revealing more than I ever have at a burlesque show, to say, I know who I am, I know what I'm capable of, and I have nothing to hide. Thank you.